Here's the Freethought Almanac for May 7th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, May 7th, 1840, that composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky was born in Votkinsk, Russia. He got some early legal training and worked for a time as a civil servant, but after discovering his talent for music, he never looked back. Though he composed sacred as well as secular music, and his disastrous short-lived marriage, 18th of July, 1877, was performed by a priest, Tchaikovsky was a secret rationalist. A composer in the Romantic style, Tchaikovsky wrote many works that are popular even today, including his Little Russian Symphony, No. 2, 1872, Little Russia was a nickname for Ukraine, the First Piano Concerto, 1875, which actually starts with horns, the Marsh Slav, 1876, the Violin Concerto, 1878, Romeo and Juliet, 1870, revised 1880, the 1812 Overture, 1880, a favorite piece for Americans celebrating Independence Day, the Capriccio Italien, 1880, the Serenade for Strings, 1880, the ballets Swan Lake, 1876, Sleeping Beauty, 1889, and the Nutcracker, 1892, and six symphonies. In a letter to his brother Modeste, 29th of July, 1892, he wrote that he had been reading Gustave Flaubert and remarked, "I think there is no more sympathetic personality in all the work of literature than Flaubert, a hero and martyr to his art, and so wise. I have found some astonishing answers to my questionings as to God and religion in his book." It is significant that Flaubert was an atheist. Above all, it would seem that Tchaikovsky believed in music. As he wrote in 1877, "I am made up of contradictions, and I have reached a very mature age without resting upon anything positive, without having calmed my restless spirit either by religion or philosophy. Undoubtedly I should have gone mad but for music. Music is indeed the most beautiful of all heaven's gifts to humanity, wandering in the darkness. Alone it calms, enlightens, and stills our souls. It is not the straw to which the drowning man clings, but a true friend, refuge, and comforter, for whose sake life is worth living." Tchaikovsky took ill from cholera shortly after conducting his 1893 Symphony No. 6 in B minor, also known as Pathétique. That was the 28th of October. A priest was summoned to administer sacraments as he lay dying, but as the composer was unconscious the whole time, and as his brother Modeste observed, it was obvious my brother did not hear a single word. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky died on the 6th of November, 1893. For his state funeral, 8,000 mourners squeezed into St. Petersburg's Kazan Cathedral, and the route to the cemetery was lined with masses of people. He was interred near the graves of fellow composers Alexander Borodin, Mikhail Glinka, and Modest Mussorgsky. This has been the Freethought Almanac for May 7th. I'm John Mill.